All right, it is the rundown. It is Wednesday, March
14th.
14th.
Pi Day.
What?
3.14578923468. That's
is that
the first
real?
10 digits of pi.
People are shaking their head no behind you.
That's absolutely real. I know it. I've memorized it.
It's one day prior to my week prior birthday anniversary. I know that.
Oh, birthday week.
Yep. MVMT watches get 15% off. Don't make any sudden movements, Tommy. 15% off today with free shipping and returns. Go to MVMTwatches.com/rundown. This watch has really clean design. It's been getting compliments.
Since I put it on.
Step up your watch game now. Get it. MVMT watches. They are watches. They look like they're 500. Thank you. The glare was quite difficult to read.
Marty, Bitcoin Marty's a beaten man. I saw him writing the ads this morning. I was like, what's Bitcoin at, Marty? He's like, it's like 83,000.
Nobody has had a faster fall from grace. We have a Bitcoin guy down there, but I mean, Bitcoin was like 20,000. He had meetings and now Bitcoin's crashed and he just writes the ad. So it's been a tough run for Bitcoin.
Having a shit week. Okay.
You want to talk about bloated salaries here at Parcel. I mean, we pay a guy just to write the ads. I don't know what else Bitcoin Marty does except die with Bitcoin and write our ads. Anyways, a bazillion NFL moves, a million of them. So I guess you could go anywhere. To me, the big one, we actually put a Viking shirt on sale yesterday. You liked that with a little helmet on it for Kirk Cousins. I don't know if anybody bought it. I got to check that. Patriots have lost Amendola. Yeah, they lost Soldier. Jerry just said it's the worst 24 hours he can remember.
Deion Lewis.
I don't give a fuck. Belichick always knows what he's doing. What are the moves? What this whole thing?
Well, before we, so with the Packers. Patriots, you're okay with the Danny Amendola thing? You don't think they should have paid him more?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because finding a backup slot receiver is not that hard?
Because for the last 20 years, every time Belichick said, I'm getting rid of somebody, it's been the right move.
Except for on defense.
Why on defense?
Like Jamie Collins and Chandler Jones, they needed them last year, right?
But those weren't both the same year. They won the Super Bowl the year they got rid of Jamie Collins.
I know, but eventually it comes back to bite them in the ass.
It hasn't in 20 years.
Okay.
I mean, has
so
it
you're okay
them?
With these moves? Well, no, yeah. But you're okay with these moves. Like,
why wouldn't
not
you
having
if somebody's Solder. Right 100% of the time, why would you question what they
What's
did?
What's he right not playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl?
The thing is, if
so it's not 100%.
It is. If the Patriots won that, nobody would be talking about
Malcolm
Butler.
That's true. That's fair.
And it's like they're one play away from losing. You can't win this. Like, you could have done the Jamie Collins thing if the Falcons, you know, handled it differently. Everyone would be like, oh, Jamie Collins. But if you're in the Super Bowl basically every year and you win it half the time, I can't get mad about anything they did.
Just feels weird that they got rid of those guys, or not got rid of them, allowed them to leave, I guess. They're so important. But, like, Nate Solder is such an important
guy.
While you were
out doing, like, Johnny Manziel pom-poms, we were getting rid of, like, Richard Seymour, and we were getting rid of Ty Law, and we were doing the same thing over and over and over and over in all that.
In Bill you trust.
Yeah, how could you not?
All right. I didn't know if you were still pissed about the Super Bowl with Malcolm
Butler.
I'm
upset about the Super Bowl, but again,
okay.
We're the most winning franchise in the history of probably professional sports. I can't get mad when some, like, you can't nitpick Bill, but you either go with, yep, blind faith because he's the best, or shut up. I go with blind faith.
The Patriots fans were pretty pissed off yesterday, though.
Patriots fans always get pissed off.
That's true. All right.
And what this media that you used to be a part of loves to, like, drum it up. And
That's what we're supposed to do. Like Tom Curran over there is just drumming it up
right now. Yeah, and Giardi. Mike Giardi, do you see that screen cap? He's a Boston, like, sports guy. And it's like, has Bill Belichick's methods no longer work anymore? It's like,
that's stupid. Yeah. I just want to talk about the Bears being back. Bears got a lot of guys.
I saw Caleb posting videos of Mitch Trubisky
throwing
on the beach,
footballs
just throwing
off
beaches.
Of cliffs. Like, yeah. Now he's got guys who can catch him.
Yeah, some
Taylor
guys
Gabriel.
Diving in the sand.
Yep.
You like Mitch Trubisky?
Allen Robinson. Oh, yeah. We're
you
Mitch
were okay
guys.
With that move last year to go up and get him?
I don't know if you've gotten the handbook yet, but we're Mitch guys.
Okay.
Here.
So, Caleb. Yeah.
All right, it's only day three. You know, got to.
Caleb
we're Mitch
is like his best friend.
Yeah.
So, he's.
Also got Trey Burton. I don't know if you remember him. Threw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
To Nick Foles.
Oh.
So maybe he's a little wildcat. I don't know. Bears are back.
He played.
Got a kicker.
Didn't he play quarterback in college?
I think so. Yeah, everyone played quarterback. Everyone played quarterback at some point.
Who do you think's in a better spot, Broncos or Vikings?
Okay, good question. It's hard because Case Keenum, like last year, I think Case Keenum being lightning in a bottle is basically what Kirk Cousins is going to be. It's just Kirk Cousins is way more reliable. Like Case Keenum's not going to do that again. So
I'm not convinced he won't. I think the Broncos are a great system.
Kirk Cousins is like they can win with defense, right? The Vikings, like he just needs to be average to above average. The problem is with all these contracts is what happens like 2 years from now when you can't re-sign defensive guys because you have Kirk Cousins to a big deal.
Right. I think Case Keenum like caught lightning in a bottle, like you said, but everywhere else he's been, he's not been that good. Kirk Cousins has proven to be a good quarterback.
Well, I mean, I don't remember Case Keenum was maybe this may be a misstatement. Has he ever been like an actual starter in the NFL?
I think he started for the Rams a couple times, and the Texans a couple times. That was that one night. There was that one game where John Gruden was like, "This guy's amazing." he like went crazy. I just remember that vividly. But like, this is just how quarterbacks work in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like Kirk Cousins is remarkably average, in my opinion.
I totally agree. That's why for me it's a no-brainer.
And that's not a diss on him. Like you can win a Super Bowl with remarkably average. But he is remarkably average.
But I think he's better than Case Keenum, right? We can all agree on that?
No, I'm not sure I agree with that.
He's got a longer track record of being remarkably average than Case Keenum.
I feel like I've seen games where Kirk Cousins is pretty fucking bad.
Oh, yeah. Like, the game 2 years ago when they had to beat the Giants who had nothing to play for. Or no, the Giants were already in, and they had to beat him in the last week of the season, and he couldn't do it.
And I'm talking bad in the sense of, like, all quarterbacks are bad when they're under pressure. Like, that's just pretty much how quarterbacks are. I'm talking bad when not under pressure, like missing open guys.
Yeah, and I judge it too with when you get a guy like Kirk Cousins leaving a division, what are the fans of the other teams in that division think? Roan was like, yeah, Kirk Cousins garbage. I saw like Cowboys fans being like, yeah, Kirk Cousins could never beat the Cowboys. So if everyone's like, yeah, we actually want Kirk Cousins to stay on the Redskins, that's probably a bad sign.
A lot of crazy moves. Lehigh. So a Lehigh sorority is in the news for a road rally. At first, I thought this was going to be a guy thing. So first of all, Lehigh, I say this every time I mention Lehigh because I looked to go to school at Lehigh.
Where's Lehigh?
On a hill. It's on a 90-degree cliff.
It's like, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. You'd have to be an absolute psychopath to go to the school to begin with because you literally have to just walk up a hill to go to class every day. It's insane. That's a Lehigh.
There's
fact.
A big hill in Wisconsin too that I just stopped. Oh, I've been. Class. Yeah.
But I've been to Wisconsin. I didn't see this hill.
The big hill up to the top is. I just didn't go to classes up there. I agree with that. That's the point. Like if you have to walk up a hill, you're just not going to do it.
Did you purposely plan your schedule around not doing it? Like
And if I happened to get a class that was on top of the hill, I just wouldn't go.
Oh, fair enough.
And A&M, I thought you went to A&M?
I did.
Those guys are all losers at A&M.
They
are the biggest losers. They wear their fucking A&M shirts and their tucked in jeans.
Isn't A&M
and cheer rally?
Agricultural school?
Biggest losers.
It used to be, yes. I mean, technically, yeah. It's
and you wear rings
to
the A&M
okay,
gray
yes,
ring
I do
class
have my ring.
You're wearing it?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Every Aggie wears their ring.
That's a loser move.
But okay,
that's
but
a
what
loser
they
That's so lame. Leave Tommy's laughing at you.
Even Tommy Smokes thinks that's a loser move. He's the biggest loser here.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair.
What's loser about? Just everybody wears
wearing
them?
Wearing a
yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, whatever. But the guys that you're talking about at A&M with like the tucked in things, that's like such a small population of the school. No, but the television cameras, like they don't want to show the hot girls. They don't want to show anybody. But the core and then like the nerds. Every school has nerds.
If you have to say the camera's just not showing
it's
the hot
true.
Girls. Probably doesn't have a lot of
There
hot
are
girls.
70,000 undergrad students.
Like,
you're telling
that's
me there's
what
not
they're
hot
doing
girls
at CBS,
there?
Being like, oh, I'm let's avoid the hot girls.
They
just,
they always
a conspiracy.
Go to the core. They always go to the core.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy to not show the hot girls at Texas A&M.
It's not that. It's that they just want to show the military.
That may be
I'm not
the number one conspiracy theory.
Hey, I'm
gonna I've
die
ever
on
heard.
This
that's like
I'm dying
aliens.
On this yeah. I'm
there's
dying
just
on
a fucking
hill.
Section of hot girls. yeah, the like, cameras
no.
will never go.
No,
they're
like the average student population. They do not show that entire side of Kyle Field is students, and they only show the core, which is a bunch of dudes.
Nobody in any production meeting has ever been.
They
like, hey, maybe we show the hot girls at the end because it works for every other college in the
but
world.
Every other college doesn't have the core and the band sitting right there, which is like the A&M thing, so they go
the
there.
The band? Yeah, everybody has the band.
But they're all in the core outfits, Dave. I'm telling you, watch an A&M game and
tell me they're not
doing it. Okay. Is that military? What is the court?
Yes, it's military.
They're in military and like agricultural, and then Casey in her class ring. I can't believe your class ring.
Class ring is
everybody wears.
Wild
it's not
move.
A class ring. And
what is it?
What
ring,
is it then?
I mean, it's an Aggie ring, but it's not because it's
say
not
what
like
year
a
you graduated on it.
Yes, you can.
Does it say your year on it?
It does.
That's a class.
That's a class ring.
Ring.
That's exactly
that's
what
class
maybe
ring
it's not
is
like against. High school class ring.
Oh my god!
I may wear my state like, championship '99.
It is not the same thing.
Ring tomorrow.
You guys are haters. You
know we're not haters.
You know what you have
ring.
To do, though, with that ring before you can officially wear it? You have to dunk it. Have you heard of ring
ooh,
dunks?
You jazzed it up, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You dunk it. You have, to drop it, in a, you have to drop it in a pitcher of beer
you,
and chug
a lame-o.
It.
Would you have hired Casey if you'd known
I didn't know about the class ring.
Shut up.
That's a
every
that's
Aggie
a tough
wears
one.
A ring.
I guarantee you the only person in this office with a class ring.
But I'm the only Aggie in the office.
Yeah.
Notre Dame people wear their rings.
Yeah, they do.
No, they do
make
not.
Fun, they do,
yes,
and
they
I make
do.
Fun of them for that, too.
Yes, they do.
I make fun of Notre Dame people who
this
wear
guy?
Their rings. This guy? It's
the Clemson
classroom. Lame. Come on.
So, Texas A&M and Clemson have the two biggest ring ceremonies in the country.
What's
like,
what,
I'd say like
for
80,
what? For graduating at a ring?
Yeah, it's like a big,
college,
it's a big, it's a big alumni thing.
Thing.
It's an alumni
it is.
Thing.
Thank you. See, it's
oh
not weird.
God.
Oh,
and then
it's
you have
weird.
To, and then you have to chug a, like 4.5 beers in order to like officially get it at a ring dunk.
Four and
that's
a half.
It's
take
a
it
four
easy.
And a half, no, that's in a pitcher.
Oh, okay.
You do the math. No, I didn't like, you know, just make that up. He measures it out. You chug it as fast as you can
we're
and you officially get your
totally
ring.
We're getting sidetracked by you being lame. But Lehigh did this road rally
welcome
here.
Welcome to Barstool.
Yeah.
They did this road
first,
rally.
This is your first official day.
It's fine.
So it's a scavenger hunt. And these girls had to do all sorts of things. It was graphic. Like, one of them was two dicks in the mouth. I can't believe any of them actually do that on a
I can't believe
scavenger hunt. I know, gross, worse for the dude. Kiss somebody's boyfriend in the thing. Ski pole.
69
I, gotta be honest, I didn't even know what that meant.
Ski pole. I think it's jerking off two dudes at the same time.
Okay. Ski pole.
69 on the football field.
69. This is a real thing?
Yeah, they
and
got
this,
kicked.
And this like leaked on the internet?
Yeah, they got kicked off.
Who thought
instantly.
This was a good idea that like nobody would be pissed off about this? Like honestly, like they
well,
thought, you know what, this is gonna be really
culture.
Good. Yeah, I know, but like in like you get in trouble for way less things these days.
They've been doing it forever at Lehigh apparently too.
Oh, okay, so it's not the new one.
I thought
I'd rather the like girls going around ski poling people than class rings.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
Every Aggie, apparently everybody at Clemson and Notre Dame wears rings.
Just saying.
I'm just, you know, the loser in the office now.
It's lame.
Whatever.
This is usually a guy thing. Like, usually you see frats getting trouble with this. I kind of respect the girls doing it. They can't be. These activities are so outrageous. There's no way, like, people are doing these. I mean, they may do some of them.
I think some of them
you think they're doing
right.
Two dicks in a
it
mouth.
It sounded like someone did it.
All of them?
It sounded, when K. Marco wrote the blog, it was like, shout out, like, Leah's father, like, for reading this. Like, it sounded like someone, there was a name to the two dicks in the
how
mouth.
Desperate do you have to be to get into a sorority to do all of that stuff?
I don't think it was to get in. I think it was, like, you're in.
Oh, it was just, like,
I think
something
it's just
for
like
fun?
A cool,
scavenger,
fun thing
it was
to do.
Like, the road rally.
Yeah, just throw two dicks in your mouth.
And by the way, it also, what this always does to me is this shit's going on. It goes on everywhere. Like, kids are, like, fucking when they're in, like, I feel like fifth grade now. And then you get stories where people get so outraged on, like, little stuff. It'll be like, I'm trying to give an example, but, like, oh, you can't wear, like, yoga pants to high school.
Right.
It's like, we're doing road rallies where it's, you get points for two dicks in your mouth.
Also, isn't it at some point, this is like, this is women's empowerment, sex positive. Just saying. It's a different story if it's a frat, like, guys
oh,
trying
like
to go
frat
around
sex
and
thing?
Yeah,
yeah,
but
that's,
these
that's
you know
it's
sex
like
positive.
It's like our teacher sex scandals,
right?
Where we can make fun of them when it's the women on boys, but you can't do it the other way.
Right.
Some
double
people
standards.
Say you can't do it both ways. Mugsy jeans, the most comfortable men's jeans ever made. Feels like you are wearing sweatpants, and they come in stylish fit. Do your legs a favor and go to mugsyjeans.com, M-U-G-S-Y, jeans. Use the code RUNDOWN for $10 off and a free bottle opener. I may mix this in because I'm going super tight, so I may have to, if you're going super tight, you may have to mix in super comfortable. So go, Dave, because these are not, they're not uncomfortable, they're not super comfortable, so maybe I'll give those a shot. Are you wearing Mugsies? Those kind
I
of
think look, these are Mugsies,
yeah. They look it, a little looser. This story's super sad. United Airlines told a passenger they had to put their dog, who was in a carry-on, in the stowaway bin. The dog died. It was a puppy, 10-month-old. Everyone's mad at United. Yeah, dick by United, just as big a dick as the owner. Like, you just can't do that.
It's like the saddest story ever of an airplane. Like, you see the hamster thing a couple weeks ago, or like whenever that was, like, you had to flush the hamster. Like, that's really sad.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't piss dog people off. Like, you just piss
every... Are you a dog person?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I would have... With you, now all bets are off.
Yeah, because I'm so lame. I can't like dogs, too. Okay.
Maybe.
But I mean,
you said that. We didn't.
Okay, that's fair.
You wear a car.
I'm just, okay. No, but that's like a bullshit move by United. And
but the dog owner.
Dog owner, big time.
If someone told me I had to put Stella in an overhead bin, I'd say, go fuck yourself, and then I just get off the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I couldn't tell, was the plane in the air? That's it. Even if it is,
but even still, I'd fight. I'd be like, land this plane.
Yeah, right.
I'd fight you to the death.
Right, totally. And I think most people would agree on, like, I would rather kill like a human baby than have my plane diverted. But if it was a dog, I'd be like, all right, we gotta land the plane. If you're gonna, like, you can't put a dog in a fucking stowaway.
And I think that I read that it was like crying for a long
time.
No,
no.
Like, and my thing is, it's like, at what point did nobody say like,
no,
hey, this dog is like
go
crying?
To the next story.
Like,
go
no,
to
it's next, the worst. To the, it makes me so
story.
Sad. Like,
I don't
I'm almost
hear
in tears.
That.
I'm
I don't
with
hear
you.
About that.
The Action Network, the Action app is the fastest way to follow March Madness, live scoring, bet tracking. Big Cat uses it. Well, we should. Big Cat uses it.
I do. I use it.
Yep. To track his bets. Start your free trial today. Action Network, use the code Barstool for 20% off the annual subscription. Download the app. I may start using this.
The app is great.
No, I'm to the subscription.
Oh, the subscription's great too. Yeah. I read all, like, they have a ton of articles about every game basically every night. This isn't a sports action only thing. This was every single, like, Fox had the problem too. They didn't realize the NIT was four quarters. So all the score bugs were saying that it was, I thought I lost all my first half overs because I ended up losing almost all of them, but because they thought the first quarter was the first half.
Let me tell you something about this NIT tournament,
which I tried
to watch last night. It might as well have been watching racquetball.
Dave.
It's brutal.
The first NIT game went under, and I looked at the three-point percentage, and it was like 20% each. So I was like, this is fucking them up. What did I do? I went and bet every single under. What happened? They all went over.
Well, you told me. I wasn't aware of the rule changes until you told me, but I didn't realize, like, the two free throws, there's no bonus, there's no one-on-ones anymore. You just hit five. The quarters, I know it's probably the same length game, but they're not. I don't know how to describe that.
Yes.
They're different.
It, like, fucks your head up.
Yeah, everything's different.
Right. It feels like 3 minutes into the game, you feel like the game's half over.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not fair. It's not right.
And that's a perfect segue, because I also got in trouble yesterday because I started losing. I had Radford first half. They got fucking screwed out of UCLA. I had the over in that game. UCLA had 20 points 5 minutes in and then didn't score the rest of the game. And then so the Nuggets, Lakers, what?
That fucking game. Did you watch that game?
I watched every second of it.
The rims were so tight and the net was short. Did you see the net was like 6 inches short?
Yeah.
So you couldn't see
when
like
it went in.
Yes. It looked like it was an air ball. It fucked everything up.
I know.
It fucked everything up.
And this guy, the guy in UCLA who just refused to pass at the end.
Holiday, who just kicked the ball around, and their fucking 7-footer who just parked his ass.
At the
3-point line. And it was like every time he went down low, whoever was calling the name, I think it was Len Elmore, was like, yeah, he should get down low. No shit. He's the tallest guy on the court, and he was standing at 3-point line.
UCLA.
Did you both have money on that?
Yeah. I did.
See, this is why I would be so bad at sports gambling, because I'd get pissed at every single game. Like, I can't just, like, sit and watch it as, like, a sports fan.
You can't not gamble March Madness, though. It's like, actually, I'd probably have to be comatose. I'd have to be in a coma to not gamble March Madness.
Do you bet on every single game?
I will bet on every single game. I will bet on every single
small.
Game.
I want the answer to be no, but it's
no,
probably
it will
gonna
be.
Be yes.
That sucked. And then I had this, so I had, I'm trying to get it all back. So the only late game was the Lakers and the
Nuggets.
So I had Nuggets first half. And the end of this first half, which I'm watching, I don't know how to describe what.
It was a garbage.
The guy lost the ball totally.
Michael Malone.
All right, here's the situation. I got the Nuggets minus half. Minus half for the second half. Bang, they're up half. I already watched this, so I know what happens, but I got to show it. Because the Nuggets have a point. I'm up by half right here.
Oh, so I lost by half a point. Unbelievable. Just fucking kill me.
Like, totally. And it just bounced over a guy's, like, head and right back into his hands for a layup. This is going to be long 2 weeks. Longest 2 weeks that tradition. It ruins my birthday every
see,
year.
See, that's what I'm saying. It would ruin my day if that
happened. Oh, it ruins my life.
Yeah. Well, at least you can admit that, I guess.
No, it's real bad. It's terrible.
Those fucking nets. Why were they 6 inches shorter? That definitely affects your shooting ability.
The net was not moving at all.
At all. There was multiple times they hit a shot and I thought it was an air ball.
Yeah.
Because the net would just not move.
You know, like on golf, whenever people get pissed about little things, like you call in to the officials. Like, yeah. I feel like you should make a call.
Yeah.
I would have liked to call in and tell Holiday to stop going full speed 1 in 5 people and just get charges every time he touched the ball.
What Len Elmore was actually saying, which you very rarely hear this, he was over-penetrating. He was penetrating like too deep into the fucking lane.
He had guys can't. It was 1 in 5. Yeah. He did it like 4 times in a row. He just went.
Steve Alford stinks, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
Like, when is this guy? Like, I know that everyone thinks, you know, every now and then he gets rumored to go back to Indiana, and like he's a hot coach and everything. He stinks. He stinks. They should be able to win at UCLA.
Yeah, I mean, they had all the issues of shoplifting and shit this
that
year.
Doesn't.
I here's the thing about that bothers me about UCLA. They either score 200 or they score zero.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. They actually didn't score a single field goal in like 11 minutes of play.
The most inconsistent offense. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Like I had. It's going to be long 2 weeks.
Long 2 weeks.
Well, I just want to join the misery.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Speaking of misery, Stephen Hawking died. You want to talk about another guy who I think hasn't done anything? Him. He did his, theory of everything? Is that what he did?
This back in April, you asked me to Google this same exact thing. It was one of my original alarmingly stupid moments. I still don't remember what it was.
Stephen Hawking gets more theory of relativity than nothing.
I think he did something.
The theory of everything.
I don't understand it.
He did the theory of anything that helps with nothing.
I think he like invented space though.
No, he did the theory of everything.
Yeah, no, but I think he like figured out that like black holes exist.
All right, well,
but that's pretty cool.
But.
And people
have
who
we
like
ever
that
been
stuff care about it. I don't necessarily care about
I
that.
We want to throw Hank into a black hole with a GoPro on his head. No, who cares? A black hole exists. What does that help anybody?
Well, if you've like watched Interstellar, at some point we might have to use a black hole to save humanity.
Okay, so until somebody goes into a black hole and we actually benefit from that, he has done nothing.
I mean, he's done something. We just don't understand it because we're not smart enough.
I'm going to put my hand up and say that...
Your answer was he found out there were black holes.
Well, yeah,
are you Googling it again, Tom?
Did he find... He found black holes, right?
It's the theory of everything. I watched the movie. It's some algorithm that does
nothing. Yeah, theory of everything.
What?
He did groundbreaking work on singularities?
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah.
Discovered the 4 laws of black hole mechanics.
What does a black hole matter?
Because eventually...
That's like he figured out...
We're going to burn up this earth and we're going to need that shit.
That's like someone saying, I learned how like a human can fly, but it's
not
going to
happen. I'm on Steve. I think Stephen Hawking did something. I don't understand what he did,
but I think
he did something. Underrated story about Stephen Hawking is that he cheated on his wife while he was in a wheelchair.
It's not underrated. It's in theory of everything.
Yeah, but they're like he's a horny ass, or was a horny ass.
He's an asshole. He was an asshole in that movie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Maybe that's why you guys think he
did
something.
I saw him on Big Bang Theory, though. Does that count?
For real?
Yeah, you watched Big Bang Theory.
How many episodes of Big Bang Theory have you watched?
Like 10, maybe?
Okay.
My parents watch it. So, you know, if I'm at home and want to, like, interact with my parents, I might watch it.
Class ring Big Bang Theory.
10 Got episodes, it. Yeah.
Just making lame. Mental notes
just,
up
again,
here.
Again, common denominator, Casey is lame.
The ring is lame. You've never been, like, you've never had your balls busted for the fact you wear a lame class ring.
No.
Really?
I mean, I think people, okay.
You're with a soft, Tom Curran is soft, marshmallow soft then.
I think people think that A&M in general, like the overarching like stereotype is that things that people do at A&M are lame, which is
100% false. That's because you're an agricultural school.
Okay, it used to be.
What do you mean? But you said used to be, but still is.
It's just named A&M. Like normal, everyday, like communications majors go to A&M. Okay. You don't have to be
Didn't
an agricultural
get so
person.
Defensive.
I mean, you know.
Aggie pride.
Call Johnny and ask him about his ring. He'll defend it.
Well, Johnny didn't even go to A&M.
Yeah, he has a ring, though.
He does
you don't
not
get
wear
it for graduating.
Ring.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
He does not wear his ring.
Sometimes
no, he does,
he
not.
Does.
Yeah, like.
Well, yeah, maybe when he's like needs, you know, the like autograph signings and shit.
Yeah, I don't
he doesn't
think
wear
he
that
ring.
Whatever. I'm going to die on this hill, I promise.
And the NCAA, this is the last show we'll have before the tournament kicks off. I don't know, have you released your Final Four or anything?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
But I can do it off the top of my head. Do you have yours?
Yeah, I have them. I just did quickly because I'm not as big a bracket guy because I'm betting every single game individually. But I do have my Final Four. I have Nova, Kentucky, Michigan, and URI.
Okay. Ooh, URI.
Yeah.
URI.
URI. Wow. Keep people guessing.
So you could have your Final Four team out first game of the tournament.
Theoretically.
They play at noon
Oklahoma
tomorrow.
Yeah. And I also, I don't know if I just blogged this. I did what is a classic. I did a Trent, how Trent ended up in New York. Some kid on the Montana basketball team tweeted at me out of the blue. He's like, hey, big fan of Barstool, love to get a picture with you if you're at the game in Wichita. And I just quickly wrote back, like, why it's like third person. Dave does not go to first round games in Wichita. And then I felt like a dick. I'm like, but I'll tell you what, if you beat Michigan, I will fly to Wichita and watch you and root for you guys on Saturday. That is setting up as something.
That's a future Dave problem.
That's a future Dave problem.
That's a future Dave problem.
That's a major
huge problem.
Who do you have winning?
I'm going Michigan.
I have
taking Villanova.
That's who I would take if I didn't
go Michigan. It's a cliche, but I mean, Villanova.
I like them. They're
Duke,
good.
Nova, Virginia, Gonzaga.
Virginia, sticking with them. They lost
to Virginia
six-man.
And
lost six-man.
Villanova.
I still think their defense, I don't think their bracket's set. I mean, like, the second best, well, I guess Kentucky.
Kentucky's
Arizona.
Starting to make me nervous.
Arizona makes me nervous. DeAndre Ayton can beat anyone.
Say, Arizona is probably like the most nervous you should be out of those finals.
Well, how did UCLA and Arizona go to overtime? I can't wrap my brain around that.
The Pac-12 is weird.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 is weird. I mean, the
and
ninth
UCLA
best team is
like
in the second best team.
They did. It
exactly.
was very
so
high
it was
scoring.
Like a good offensive game for them.
It makes
I just think Arizona, like DeAndre Ayton, he could be one of those guys who just takes it all over.
All right, so that's the rundown. Anything else that we got post-show here? Casey, day two, welcome.
Thank you.
We explained to her yesterday, the Team Portnoy, that is she eligible for Team Portnoy?
They set the over-under at 8 days.
Till you be on my team?
Or hate you.
Yeah, so you...
Oh,
yeah.
You, to
yes,
me.
Yeah.
They set the over-under for me at 8.
They set the line in the sand that either you're Team Portnoy or your team...
You're either with us or against
yes.
us? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Tom's not on the team. He likes us.
Well...
I'm trying to get back. Yeah. Maybe after the next 2 days.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how we're viewed around here.
Oh, yeah.
Coley's, you don't hate us and you're not on Team Portnoy. No, there's a...
Yeah. You can't trust Team Portnoy, guys.
Oh. Yeah, you can.
They're all new things I'm figuring out.
Yeah, they're little rats that scurry around and just, like, and listen into your conversations.
Disagree.
Strong.
Tommy smokes.
So we're day two. We've got 6 more to go to figure it out.
All right. I'll be curious to hear your feedback.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're saying if she's not part of it, she'll hate it.
No, just the fact that, like, you have to make it pretty clear which side you're on if you're going to, like, live in the bullpen of bloggers. Like,
even there's 8 days in.
Like YP and Frankie are marked men. Like, we can get along with them, but we all know, like, when the chips are down, can't trust those fuckers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Their alliance is not the same as everyone else's there.
So. I think we have the best interest of the entire group constantly on our mind. Constantly.
I don't know. You have 6 days to convince me.
So no one, really no one said anything about your class ring ever before this moment.
People are always like, oh, does everybody wear that? Yeah. Do you dunk it in beer or whatever? Because people see that. Nobody's ever called it lame. That
oh,
I know.
It's
not,
super
at least
lame.
Not to my face, but I'm sure behind my back for sure. But
yes,
I don't really care.
That has happened. Just so you
what
know.
What finger do you wear a wedding ring on?
Your left hand?
So you'd have both rings going?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not engaged or married.
Well,
but
why?
Assume...
You've never seen a married
Aggie?
Yeah,
no, everybody, yeah.
So lame.
They rock two rings?
Wicked
lame. I guess
lame.
So. I know. It's just the way it is, guys. It's been going on forever. What do
and
you want me to do?
And we learned the conspiracy theory today.
They don't show the hot girls.
People.
It's true.
They exist.
There's probably 20 of them.
Guys either. It's not just the hot girls. It's the hot guys, too. It's true.
Damn okay. Shame.
I know. Yeah. Conspiracy theory.
Yep.